now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Yes, I think you're going to enjoy this program. Welcome everyone, welcome. Today I want to talk about stress. Stress is everybody's problem. Everybody's problem. We succumb to pressures on the outside. There are so many different kinds of stress, and I'm going to make you aware of how some of these stresses and why it is that they get to you. You see, stress doesn't have to get to you. You remember Bugs Bunny, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons? Remember how things would happen, and Elmer Fudd, for example, would get all upset, and Bugs Bunny would just kind of sit there munching on his carrot and say, what's up, Doc? Remember? And how about the Roadrunner? You remember the Roadrunner? The coyote was doing all of these things, and somehow the Roadrunner just went about his business, never became upset. Remember Alfred E. Newman? The old Alfred E. Newman. I don't know about the new one. I don't know if the Mad Magazine has changed for the worse. Many things have changed for the worse. I don't know. I haven't looked at it recently, but a long time ago, it used to be kind of funny. Alfred E. Newman would say, what, me worry? Remember? He wasn't worried. Well, you see how it's possible to go through stresses without becoming changed. A good example, for example, a real-life example of people who have gone through tremendous suffering and yet have not changed is the Jewish people. They've been separated and dispersed all over the world. They've endured terrible persecution, the horrors of World War II concentration camps and so on. And yet, they have remained unchanged, still happy, still full of love, still kind, still smart, still successful. You see, somehow it didn't get to them. And you know what their secret is? Incidentally, you know what the secret is? They haven't hated. That's the secret. They didn't hate. So now look at your own life. Look at your parents, how your dad failed. Your dad failed you undoubtedly. Your mom, maybe she was angry at her husband. She hated him. See, maybe she hated you because you reminded her of her husband. She was angry. Maybe he dumped all the responsibility on her head, or he was violent, or he was a wimp. See, whatever the case, she hated him, resented him. Let's use the word resentment. Resented him. See, a lot of people say, well, I don't hate anybody. They say, oh, I don't hate anybody. No, but they're full of resentment and judgment. Okay, so she resented and judged her husband and all men who failed her. And then look at your dad. Undoubtedly, he had pressures upon him, and your mom pressured him. She nagged him. Perhaps, they argued, and what happened? He resented her. Okay? So the pressures got to them because of the resentment. And then look at you. You resented your parents, perhaps. Maybe you didn't. I'm not saying you did. I'm casting a wide net here. And I have 25 years experience, quarter of a century experience talking to people, writing, and being on the radio, and so on and so forth. So I can pretty much just tell the story, and it's pretty much everybody's story with little variations. So you resented your parents. You resented your mom's nagging. You resented her bullying or her self-righteousness. Maybe she was self-righteous. Never wanted to admit she was wrong. Always had to be right. Never wrong. See, you resented that. Or maybe she was sick all the time. You resented that. Your older brother, you resented him. Maybe he was a bully. Maybe he was... See? You resented the kids at school, so you were full of a lot of resentment. And that's why the pressures get to you. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome. My name is Roland Ram. It's called Common Sense. It's also called Talk to a Pastor. Now look at the difference between Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam. What's the difference between Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam? The difference is that he gets upset. He becomes resentful and he gets upset. And the more upset he gets, the more mistakes he makes, the worse things get. See, and the more Bugs Bunny sits there chewing on his carrot, and see, hurts. So resentment is the main factor that I want you to look at, and judgment. Resentment and judgment. Resentment leads to judgment. See, a lot of women have a lot of judgment. Maybe they're not angry. See, a lot of men have anger problems. They're full of anger. A lot of times they suppress the anger. See, maybe their wife irritates them. Maybe she's a nice lady, but let's say she's a nice lady, but she irritates him because she reminds him of his mother or something. Okay, so let's suppose she's totally innocent. She hasn't done anything, but she irritates him. She may not be innocent. She may be trying to irritate him, or she may be unconsciously irritating him, trying to get to him, trying to get him to respond. See, a lot of women trying to get the man to respond. He just sits around like a bump on a log, and he doesn't respond, so they keep trying to get him to respond. See, but anyway, so he resents her. And then what is he? He becomes angry. He becomes angry, see? But he knows, you know, he's argued with her a couple of times. She always wins. She's more verbally skillful than him, and she's smaller and nicer looking and so on. So if he raises his voice, then she says boo-hoo, and she runs and cries and tells everybody he's a terrible person. So he wins. He can't win for losing. If he doesn't say anything, she walks all over him and then gets mad at him for not communicating. And if he says something, then he doesn't say it quite right. He says it with anger, maybe. And so she judges him for that and says he's mean. So what does he do? He ends up clamming up. He clams up and says nothing. She starts talking and he goes out in the garage to work, or he goes off, you know, with the dog, or he goes to the ball game, or he goes to the living room and watches TV. He says nothing. But underneath, he's upset and angry, and one day he starts having heart trouble and high blood pressure and, you know, all kinds of cardiovascular issues. Undoubtedly connected to, and at least not helped by, suppressed and repressed anger. See what I mean? And for her part, she's full of judgment. Okay? She judges her husband for his weaknesses. See, before they were married, she knew he wasn't perfect. See, but she thought, well, I'll marry him and I'll improve him. But the more she tried to improve him, see, the worse he got. Or he became dependent upon her, which, see what I mean? So she resents him. But then she feels guilty for that resentment. See, because resentment is wrong and judgment is wrong, she feels guilty. So, and she's extra nice to try to make up for the guilt. So she serves him and is nice to him. And that spoils him, see, makes him more selfish. And then she resents that, see. And so it's an endless cycle. And it's just not good. And then she starts to have health issues based upon her resentment and her judgment and so on and so forth, which don't help any. So you see how that happens. So it all begins with resentment, and it leads to all manners of upset. Anger, hurt feelings, depression, down in the dumps, bitterness, and so on. See, all these negative emotions come out of the resentment. Now, why is it the resentment? See, we see the anger, we see the unhappiness, we see the bitterness, we see those. A lot of times we don't see the resentment underneath. Now, why is it the resentment leads to those? Well, the reason is, quite simply, that resentment separates you from your own ground of good, from your own ground of being. See, we humans are actually creatures of love. I know it's hard to believe when you look around and see people judging each other and being cruel to each other and so on. They're nice out in public, of course. Say, how's your day going? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Are you ready for Christmas? Did you watch the ball game? You know, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing Friday? You know, they're real nice. But then they go home and they're cruel to each other. They scream at their kids. They say cruel things to their husband. Husbands say mean things to the wife. See? So something wrong. But like I said, we're actually creatures of love. Creatures of love and creatures of faith. See, so if you don't hate, see, hate separates you from your ground of good, which is where love comes from. See, love comes from God. It comes from within. Okay? It's not an emotion, but it just is. Love is good for you. It's good for your being. And then when you have love, then you have patience. And you don't resent. But when you resent, it immediately separates you from love, because resentment is hate and not love. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome, everybody. My name is Roland. The program, Talk to a Pastor. Life could be good, life could be sweet, if you could just learn not to resent other people. And of course yourself and whoever else, whatever else you resent. See, eventually resentment spreads to everything. Then you resent the chair that you bump into, and you resent the motorcycle noise outside, and you resent your neighbor's stereo, and you resent yourself, and you resent the wrinkle that you see on your face, and you resent the spot that you see on your clothes. You resent your car for needing to be washed, and see what I mean? Spreads to everything, but it starts with people. So you see, if you had love, then you wouldn't be hateful, you wouldn't be resentful. If you had love, you wouldn't be impatient. See, you would be naturally patient. Naturally patient. So you would see things. Sure, you would see people doing bad things or wrong things or making mistakes or making errors. But having patience, you wouldn't jump to conclusions. You wouldn't say immediately, there he goes again. or I knew she would do that. So you wouldn't say that. You just observe. Okay? You wouldn't form a judgment. You just observe. You wouldn't resent them. See? So then your mind would be clear. Your vision would be clear. It wouldn't be clouded by resentment or judgment, prejudgment. See? Every day we should see people fresh. See your husband fresh, your wife fresh, your kids fresh. And not, oh, there he is. I'm going to wait until he knew he was going to. I just knew he was going to do that. See how that spoils it? Then it ruins communication. Then they see the judgment. See, so whatever you say to them, it backfires because they see it's not pure. See? Okay. So now do you see why? If you're patient, if you don't resent, then you stay close to love. See how? It's like, was it Pascal that said most of our troubles begin by just, we would avoid most of the troubles in our life just by staying in our room? He said something like that. Well, you could say you could avoid so many of your issues and your negative emotions and your negative thoughts and your faulty relationships and hurt feelings and avoid all that stuff just by not resenting. Just don't go there. See? Okay, so what do you do now? So you're full of a lot of resentment, undoubtedly. Okay, a lot of resentment, a lot of judgment. So now what are you going to do with that judgment that you already have? Well, now you have to get my meditation. See, I have a classic 4-part meditation. It's only $10. You can listen to the first part of it free, you know, and look inside the books free. But if you want to go ahead and get it, it's for a suggested donation. It's not for sale, but a suggested donation of $10 or what you can afford. If you can't afford anything, then just say, I can't afford anything. I'll send it to you for free. And you get the meditation. It teaches you about the meditative life, about learning to be patient, about gaining self-confidence, about going out in the world and not getting upset. It teaches you all that, see? And you also get a little booklet with it, and you get 2 free ebooks. One, Conquering Stress, and the other one is Being a Friend of God, Finding Courage and Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety. How'd you like to have that book? Finding Courage and Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety. So you get all of that. See, 500 pages of book, and, you know, 4 parts of a meditation and a booklet. All of that for only a small suggested donation. So that's what you should get, because it teaches you how to set. See, now you've got, because you've been so full of hate and judgment and resentment, now your mind is full of judgment, resentment, and so on and so forth. So now you have to learn how to observe those thoughts without getting lost in them and pulled into them. You need to see the very simple secret of snapping out of your daydreams. See? Snapping out, waking up from your nightmares, waking up from your daymares. See? And you need to learn how to go out in the world pre-armed with patience. So you start the day with meditation, so now you're pre-armed with patience. You go out in the world. Now here comes somebody that's like the mother you hated, like your dad you hated, like your boyfriend that you hated, see? Like your older brother you hated, see? Like a teacher that you hated, see? There they come. See? And now you see resentment rising, and you watch it. You watch the resentment, and you let it pass. You just watch it. Okay, it might be a little tiny bit of psychic pain with the resentment, a little bit of pain. See, the main pain is for not indulging it. We're so used to indulge it, we give in to it. Because it supports our ego, it supports our pride. It puffs us up like gods, see? Didn't the devil say, you know, you'll be like gods if you have knowledge? Well, what was he? One of the types of knowledge is judgment. So here comes somebody, you judge them. There's one of those types of women or one of those types of men. You judge them, see? See? And you resent them a little bit, and then you puff up. And that resentment feeds your pride. See, it makes you feel like a god, but actually, by being resentful, you become inferior. See? You lose your sweetness. You lose your innocence. You lose your goodness. And you begin to feel empty. Because remember I said it cuts you off from your ground of good? It cuts you off from God, really. No wonder you feel empty. See? So what do? Then you go and stuff your face, or you go out and listen to music, or you go party, or you go drink or drug. trying to fill the emptiness, or looking for boyfriends, looking for girlfriends, trying to fill the emptiness, which is there because of resentment and judgment, okay? All right, so now you know what you need to do. You need to get my meditation. I also have a meditation for stress and PTSD. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Has a lecture with it. I have a meditation for anger management. See, a lot of people are angry. See? A lot of people are angry. I need to learn how to deal with that. Let go of the anger. See? Let go of the anger. Let go of the resentment. That's what they need to learn how to do. That's what these meditations help you to do. The classic four-part one, that'll definitely do the job, but the other ones will too. Find one that you like. You can with all of them, you can listen to part of them for free. See, and I've written all these books, and see, I know what I'm talking about. So you see how life could be good, life could be sweet. It's so simple. Very, very, very simple. See? Then you'll stop being stressed out. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, yes, I'm having a special right now. Well, it's a long-standing special. I've had it for a long time, but I'm, putting it up on my relationships blog quite a bit in different places because I have two outstanding books about relationships. Listen, you've heard what I've been talking about here about resentment and so on, and if you follow me, you can see that what I'm saying is true. You can see the need for patience, see? The need for overlooking other people's faults and so on. You can see how that would be good, right? And you can see, you can possibly see how the meditation might help. See, maybe you haven't tried it yet, so you don't know, but you can imagine that it might help. Okay, very good. But now just imagine that I apply these principles and then many, many other principles, but similar ones, to relationships. See? So you can see how resentment, for example, could ruin a marriage. You know, people say, always ask me, what's the number one cause of divorce, the number one reason for divorce? I say it's resentment. That's it. You remember Billy Graham, his wife, Ruth Bell Graham? They asked her about the secret to their marriage, and she said, my husband and I are both good forgivers. They were married over 50 years. She said, my husband and I are both good forgivers. Other people say, well, I don't have anything in common with my husband. We've been married 10 years. We have nothing in common, blah, 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 blah. You know what else? You know what Billy Graham said when they asked him about this? They asked him also about the success of his marriage, being married 50 years and so on. He said, my wife and I are happily incompatible. Is that not beautiful? My wife and I are happily incompatible. See? All right. So, suppose your husband is a decent guy. Maybe not perfect, but he's decent. Your wife, a nice lady. Maybe not perfect, but, decent. All right. Now, just imagine that you didn't resent her. See? Just imagine if she did little things, or she was a little naughty, or she did little teasing things, or little confusions, or this is and that's, and instead of resenting her, you just had a twinkle in your eye. Imagine how that would be nice. And imagine how she would feel to see her husband there, not leaping to judgment, not leaping to anger, but having a twinkle in his eye. See, wouldn't that be sweet? And you, madam, imagine, there's your husband. He's not perfect, but he's decent, okay? So imagine if you didn't judge him anymore. You know, you saw that he's just a man. Okay, you gave him a little space. He might even find himself and become the noble knight in shining armor that you've always wanted him to be. Life could be sweet. Life can be good. Just learn not to resent and judge other people. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I forgot to talk about the special. Well, the special is for a small donation of any amount, I'll send you PDF attached to an email, send you an ebook of one of my relationships books, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage or Putting the Forever Back in Love, either one. For a small donation, you can get it by email. In PDF forms, you can start reading it right away. So visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. And check out the resources and maybe get one of my books. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.